Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listening to you guys every now and then, for whatever reason, I don't know why I even put you on, but I'll listen to you every now and then. I think to myself, God, these guys are unbelievable. I mean, they're all over the place. They're like Ricochet Rabbit. I mean, it's hilarious. No, and by that, I mean, you guys are everywhere. You are bouncing off of every topic in sports in the city. It is crazy.
That's head coach Ron Rivera. If you missed our interview with him, first of all, how dare you? But if you did, you can go to the Odyssey app and you can listen to it whenever. But good to have Ron on, heading into Thanksgiving, heading into their matchup with the Seattle Seahawks.
it's kind of
a wacky interview.
I like, we didn't even get to talk about the Seahawks with them.
Yeah, we didn't even touch on them.
I'm predicting the Seahawks.
EB just brought up the empty trophy case in Carolina, which makes
me
that
laugh. He's responsible for.
Here's the honest truth, how the way my brain works. As soon as I started going down there, I knew. I was like, wait a second, that guy's there for 10 years.
Yeah.
But I go, it's kind of funny, though.
Yeah. So. I mean, he was there. I mean, they came into the league, I think, in 1995. So they've only been in existence for 26 years. Yeah. So he was there for like 35% of time, roughly.
Listen, I know. Hold him responsible.
I actually think it's the ultimate compliment from Ron. Because Ron's a very serious guy, it seems.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
And if we're able to, and if he finds you guys hilarious, possibly the producers too, hilarious, then that's that. I think you guys are doing your job.
Feather in the cap, right there. 100%. Wait, we'll take that.
100%. Turns out Ricochet Rabbit's a real thing.
No, so I don't even know what our that time. Is.
I've never heard that term.
It's before
ever
our
used.
Time. I just Googled it. It was a Hanna-Barbera cartoon, 1964.
You know what? You know what that is? He's a little bit older than us. I think he's 59. Yeah. He's not that much older. Like, he's 8 years
older. You sleep
than us.
On his pal, Droopalong.
that's EB's power line.
That's how
he was at Jake's
power line. Droopalong.
Ricochet Rabbit and Droopalong.
Cousin Brucey, Wolfman Jack, and the Junkies. Yeah. Those are Ron's top three.
Radio icons, radio legends, and old guys.
Why do I think we haven't met him in person, okay?
No.
I feel like if we did meet him in person,
he'd win you over.
Well, yeah, but. Like years ago, North Turner gave us cigars, like 25 years ago. I mean, we're normal guys, but I feel like he would give us a vice grip. Like he would give the firmest handshake ever.
You. Yeah.
I know. There was a woman, that owned the Comedy Loft or whatever the heck that was here.
Right.
What's the name of that joint?
Comedy Loft.
DC Comedy Loft. Yeah.
She gripped my, I gave her one of these. She gripped my hand so, I didn't get a chance to get it in there, and I walked
But you
away.
A lot of times give the anti-firm
handshake.
She gripped
your hand hard?
I stopped doing that.
You've gotten better?
She gripped me real quick.
Ah, okay, gotcha.
I changed that about 10 years ago,
honestly.
To
give kind of a really bad handshake.
Because I didn't want to overwhelm people. And there is a subtle reason I can tell you off the air why I changed. And then I realized, no, I got to go back to trying.
Sure.
And so she gave me the strongest, and I just whimpered away.
Yeah, you just cowered.
A pretty petite woman.
Yeah, I know. She just grabbed my fingers.
You know what she did? She boned you.
She boned me.
Well, I think Ron.
I felt like the biggest wuss.
Like, what do you think? How do you think Ron would size us up in person? Like, if for whatever reason, we all went to the park.
Right.
No, here's how I think it would go.
Which will never happen.
And I don't take this personally. I don't want to meet him because I don't want to get into a mode where I can't criticize him or
pass that mode already. Yeah.
No. But if I meet a guy, I'll tell you right now, he could light a nuke off right here. I won't criticize Charlie Casserly. I'm indebted to him, and he's I love what he did to us 20 years ago.
Sure.
He could make the worst picks on TV.
He can
advocate
do no wrong.
The worst positions.
Yeah.
I will never criticize Charlie Casserly.
Well, also, it's having mic muscles, too.
That's true, too. But once you meet somebody, it's totally different. You know what I mean? You just feel like you're not going
to criticize. Because he's just trying to do his job. And in the end, he's trying to win games.
Of course.
All right. Like Logan Thomas could drop 10 balls, 10 touchdowns, and I would say it's Taylor's fault.
Right. Yeah, right.
Ball was slippery.
Right, of course. Because you like him and you're friends with him. You don't want to criticize your friends.
Right, of course.
Yeah, so I don't want to know him. I don't want to be buddies with anybody. I just want to be me. I just want to be just rude, disrespectful, lighthearted, but also let them know, like, I know nothing. What I should say should be nothing.
I think we're
going to
be okay. I don't think we're going to cross paths with Coach Ron anytime soon.
Yeah, I have no desire to.
Don't think it's going to happen.
Well, you never met Scott Brooks, and he certainly got a pass from you.
No, Scott came in once or twice. He did. He came in studio.
Scott Brooks did?
Yep.
He did, and I hung out with him in the box of the Post Malone show.
No, Scott came in, I think, twice. He did.
All right,
I think he came in at least
when
once.
And it took me 5 years, but I knifed him in the back at the end. I knifed him in the back.
I knifed him in the back.
But nobody, and that's why I'm always self-deprecating with these guys, because I want them to know, like, I don't want them to, like, I know I'm a nothing. I know nothing. Who cares what I think? Who cares?
So do you notice that when you say that to Ron, he agrees?
Yeah, of course. Yes. But it's also my way of buttering him up.
We're just trying to have fun.
I'm just a fan.
I don't know anything. Yep.
I think he's trying to have fun with us, too.
He's busting
our chops. Yes, it's good. We're in kind of a... It's a little bit of an adversarial relationship. At the same time, it's kind of good-spirited. And it's nice. He's actually listening to the show here and there.
If Ron likes the show so much, I encourage him to put on Bit Season.
Coming.
There you have it.
I knew that was good. Can you imagine?
Give it a listen.
Could you imagine if Coach says, hey, can you put on Bit Season?
Right. I really want that behind the scenes junk
He tells his assistant, can you upload Bit Season?
I'm a big AWOD fan. Big Mark. I love that kid.
He'd probably like it because it's just joning on the show.
Right. But I was trying to also get him to say, but he wouldn't, that there was like a likelihood that we might have our franchise quarterback on the roster. I was trying to corner him there a little
bit. No, he's keeping all those options open.
He saw where I was coming, Case.
Yep. He sniffed that out from a mile away.
I tried to corner him.
Well, I am thankful that the team won.
Absolutely.
And has won the last two. Because it would have been miserable had they been. They could easily be, they were 2-6?
Yeah.
Imagine 2-8.
Oh, it'd be dreadful. It'd be horrible.
Here, you want me to give me some truth serum right now? Go ahead, inject me with truth.
All right,
serum.
Here you go. There you go.
I'm picking
big dose.
I'm picking Seattle this week because I've been disappointed
down,
a million times.
You know this.
I'm desperate for Washington to win, and deep down, I think we should win.
Right.
But I'm picking Seattle because I've been down this road a million times. I'm always let down.
Right.
But we should.
I'm kind of with you.
Okay, I'm picking Seattle.
Now,
Russell
you're
going
to hate to hear this. I'm leaning towards the Washington football team, too.
Well, you know my record with picks of late. Yeah.
It's not been stellar. All right, when we come back, we'll talk some puck. We'll be joined by Trevor Van Riemsdyk, defenseman for the Washington Capitals. He's going to be on the Fan next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai.
There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.